Well, after years of drought, much of inland Australia is now flushed with green growth after flooding rains in Western Queensland, New South Wales, Victoria and South Australia. And this has given our waterways a boost, which is good news for the birds. Now, one of the biggest environmental surveys in the world has just wrapped up for its 34th year. Scientists from the University of New South Wales have flown over every major river system and wetland in eastern Australia to count water birds. Anne Jones from Off Track here on RN went up in the plane with them. She's back on ground now and I think she's happy to be so. Anne, hello there.
How are you going?
And I'll just deal with this first because the first thing I thought of was how did you go in such a small spotting plane? Because not all of us do so well.
Look, I didn't think I got motion sick, but the manner in which these water bird surveys are conducted is at very, very low altitude, say 50 metres off the ground. So you can imagine that every sand dune, every gust of wind, makes you move around. And I thought I was pretty good until I got up there. And I did have to call for air at a couple of points, so I'm not going to lie.
Is that right? Wow. Okay, we'll come to more of the sort of how this survey is conducted in a minute. But what about the why? Why do we have these surveys? Why count the birds?
Well, look, birds in Australia, especially water birds, move in amazing patterns across the continent. They follow the water. They follow where the you know, food and the lushness is. So as such, they actually provide us with a really good idea of what's happening across this continent, this huge continent. It's really hard to keep track because we're so big. Yeah. So the birds sort of provide sort of a pair of binoculars or a magnifying glass onto the ecosystem itself.
All right. So Richard Kingsford has been conducting this survey for years. Yeah. How does he do it? Because, as you say, it's such a big continent. The thought of counting the birds, I don't know how you could even hope to get an accurate count.
Well, that's a really interesting point. Now, accuracy. They go at about 6 metres a second as they're flying along. So you can imagine that the birds, literally you can pass a whole colony of breeding birds in 3 seconds, you know. So accuracy is they use exactly the same technique at all times to make sure that they are having data that's the same from year to year. And they essentially have their forehead to the plane window. They've got a little dictaphone. And basically this is how they count.
200 pink ears, 100 pink ears, 200 pink ears, 100 gray teal, 200 pink ears, 200 pink ears, 50 avocets, 50 avocets, 200 pink ears, 50 avocets, 100 avocets, 100 avocets, 50 pink ears, 100 avocets, 200 pink ears, 50 avocets, 10 freckled duck. It sounds like a race call. So what is counting there? Pink ears, gray teal, abocets?
Avocets.
Avocets?
Yeah, avocets are this gorgeously elegant water bird with a slightly upturned bill. Gorgeous. You'd love them.
So they're down below.
They're down below.
And it's Richard Kingsford, I presume.
It is.
And he is just spotting them and running them off like that.
Into a dictaphone. Then later on, they'll basically transcribe that information and put it into their database. So along with that information, of course, they're doing it over set spaces across waterland. They're judging how much water is there at the same time. So they're taking a huge amount of data from the interior of Australia.
That was just 21 seconds we heard there of that survey. That's an awful lot of birds just in 21 seconds.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
So how much area do they cover and does Richard keep this up the whole time?
Yeah, he does. He is amazing and his colleagues are as well. He's not the only counter. So they run transects across a third of Australia. So if you imagine where the Whitsundays is, they basically go zoom across to the Northern Territory border and cut off the pointy bit of Queensland, and that's their first transect. Then they run like a line of wet spaghetti zigzagging down the continent all the way down until they hit the Coorong and right down into Victoria. So every major wetland, every major river system.
Tell me about the Coorong. It's a place dear to my heart. What does it look like at the moment? Because, you know, 5 years ago it was in terrible straits.
It was, and it is the waters right up to the edge at the moment because there's been so much inland rain. So there is water coming down at the moment. But the funny thing with water, great for the birds in one sense, it brings on this spurt of environmental growth, actually makes them a lot harder to spot. Because they spread out. Wherever the water is, they will go. So it's a really interesting sort of paradox. They're out there looking for the birds when they're having a good season. It's actually harder to see them.
And thank you very much for joining us. It sounds fantastic. And we're going to hear more about this on Off Track.
You are. And if you go to ABC News right now or the RN Facebook page, we've got videos and photos from the air. It's spectacular. Go and look at it.
It looks beautiful.
Oh, it's just amazing.
You have the best job.
I do.
Anne Jones. And for more, go and look at those images because even just from that description, it sounds incredible. And do tune in to Off Track Saturday morning here on RN, tomorrow morning at 10:30. Or, of course, you can listen to the podcast right now.